Exactly. It's a very, very open tournament. And I think today was a perfect example of that, with five matches happening simultaneously. We got to see how things, our reserves can shape up. I also had an opportunity to watch the England-Australia game for a bit. We were there for an hour into the Australian innings. And, you know, after David Warner got off to a very, very poor start, we had Shane Watson and Mike Hussey batting together for quite a bit, and both of them looked very, very good, looked in good touch. They scored some fine shots. Shane Watson in particular hitting those three sixes, and then Mike Hussey got into the act as well, and he scored good runs. But again, maybe a tad too much from England. They had Alex Hills scoring a half century and being propped up low down by Luke Wright and Aaron Morgan. So 170, and they were able to defend that after playing out a relatively wet summer coming to the subcontinent, being able to defend that as compared to Australia, whose T20 form continues to dwindle. I mean, they were in the Middle East. Conditions aren't really too different, but it's been wet and dry, but still not really too much difference with the conditions. So Australia again off to a stuttering start. And elsewhere, of course, we had New Zealand, South Africa, Dale Steyn bowling that stupendous penultimate over and giving South Africa a very, very narrow win. But New Zealand will take heart in the fact that they were able to run South Africa close, because South Africa are a very, very tough side. They don't really have a relative weakness. The only thing you can say about them is when they are going to choke. So that's their only weakness. If they can have the confidence to go through to the later stages of the tournament, we might just see a surprise South African win this time around. The one upset that happened actually today was Ireland-Bangladesh, and Ireland won by 5 runs. And we spoke about how Ireland could actually spring a surprise. We spoke earlier, and they seem to do very well in the subcontinent. And this was again another example of the Irish putting their feet down. And again, another example of Bangladesh not able to get onto a good start and then making good of it. I mean, they conceded 164 runs, first of all, in conditions which are not alien to them at all. And then again, their middle order failed very, very badly. So Bangladesh again doing what they do best, being very, very inconsistent all in one match. And, you know, even teams like Ireland, this is such a format that even teams like Ireland will hurt them. And this is precisely what happened. And there was one more match today, that was West Indies versus Afghanistan. A very warm workout for West Indies, who won by 8 wickets. The best part for them was Chris Gayle getting an unbeaten half century, 65 of just 48 balls. But Afghanistan will be happy, 122 for 7. We had discussed that if they're able to, you know, just punch above their weight a bit, I think they'll be very, very happy with this particular outing.